From the dawn of time, humankind was ordained by God to be the benevolent and compassionate rulers over the earth and its inhabitants. He has provided us in abundance with every fruit-yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit-yielding seed. That shall be our food. To guide us in our role as His loving children and stewards of our living planet, God has sent many enlightened masters, sages, and prophets to earth through the ages to remind us of our noble heritage. During their time on earth, these enlightened beings, Lord Krishna, Prophet Muhammad, Jesus Christ, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lao Tzu, Guru Nanak, Yogananda, and many more, shared with us the best, most noble way to live. With their great love and compassion, they have clearly felt and understood that animals are God's precious creatures to be loved and protected. Thus, they have each clearly instructed their followers that the vegetarian diet, one that is animal-free, is the only one that is suitable for humankind, as God has decreed from the beginning of time. In this program, Our Noble Lineage, we will examine the origins of religious groups, spiritual organizations, and communities that exist in the world today. Greetings, dignified viewers. Welcome to Our Noble Lineage on Supreme Master Television. The world's major religions are often thousands of years old. Although their original founding masters lived very long ago, they are remembered and revered even to this day. With the time-honored traditions of Christianity, Buddhism, and Islam enriching our cultures, it is sometimes difficult for us to imagine masters who have lived more recently and in different parts of the world. The Bab was such a person. He was the founder of Babism as well as one of the three central figures of the Baha'i faith. The declaration of the Bab is a holy day for the Baha'i faithfuls and is commemorated on May 23rd. This marks the day that a merchant named Sayyid Ali Muhammad Shirazi proclaimed his mission to the first believer. Thereafter, he took the title of Bab, which means gate in Persian and Arabic. On today's program, Mr. Randolph Dobbs, Secretary of Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of Los Angeles, graciously explains more about the Bab on the occasion of the Declaration of the Bab holiday celebrated by Baha'is.
The Declaration of the Bab, which we mark as May 23rd, it actually occurred, he declared his mission to the first believer on the evening of May 22nd, 2 hours and 11 minutes after sunset. Mm-hmm. So Baha'is all over the world observed the declaration of the Bab on that night, on the evening of May 22nd.
According to Baha'is, the coming of the Bab was foretold in the Bible.
In the Bible, it has reference to the Bab where it says the followers of Christ had asked him, when will you return and how will we know of your coming? And he said something to the effect of, it will be from the east, by way of the gate. And it was in the east. Of course, all the world's faith started in the east. And by way of the gate, the Arabic word for the Bab.
The events that led to and unfolded on the evening of the Bab's declaration are truly fascinating.
There was a vision that a man named Kazim had. And he shared this vision with one of his students, Mullah Hussein, who then went in search of this promised one. Mm-hmm. And he encountered the Bab, who invited him to his home.
Mullah Hussein is said to have recounted about his most fortuitous encounter, which is written as follows in the book The Dawnbreakers, or Nabal's Narrative, written by Nawali Azam.
The youth who met me outside the gate of Shiraz overwhelmed me with expressions of affection and loving kindness. He extended to me a warm invitation to visit his home, and there refresh myself after the fatigues of my journey. I prayed to be excused, pleading that my two companions had already arranged for my stay in that city, and were now awaiting my return. Commit them to the care of God, was his reply. He will surely protect and watch over them. Having spoken these words, he bade me follow him. I was profoundly impressed by the gentle yet compelling manner in which that strange youth spoke to me. The Dawnbreakers, page 52 to 53.
He didn't realize that this was the man. Mm-hmm. And so the evening wore on, and it became very long, and their talk went on in a kind of mystical nature. Mm-hmm. And Mullah Hussein, still, although he was enraptured with this man, he still did not link the two things, that this was the man that he was looking for.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television's Our Noble Lineage to find out how Mullah Hussein was able to confidently identify the Bab. We'll be right back after this brief message.
And the word Baha'i is simply another Arabic word meaning follower of the light or follower of the glory. Mm-hmm. Christ had chosen followers, trusted believers, mm-hmm. and he used those disciples to spread the Christian message mm-hmm. around the world. And in a similar way, there were 18 letters of the living.
Welcome back to Our Noble Lineage here on Supreme Master Television. As the second most widespread religion, the Baha'i faith has approximately 6 million adherents today in over 200 countries. Their scriptures are translated into 800 languages, and there are houses of worship in just about every corner of the world. But no matter where they live or what language they speak, all the followers call themselves Baha'is. In modern times, the Baha'is have found a common teaching that has appealed to them all. It is a faith that has united them. What is it that has drawn such diverse people in this day and age to the Baha'i faith? In commemoration of the declaration of the Bab holiday celebrated by Baha'is, we continue with our exploration of the actual day the Bab made his official proclamation as the Promised One. In the book, The Dawnbreakers, or Nabil's Narrative, written by Nabil E. Assam, it is said that Mullah Hussein, the first believer, had related about the revelation he had with the Bab as follows.
It was about an hour after sunset when my youthful host began to converse with me. Whom after Syed Kazim, he asked me, do you regard as his successor and your leader? At the hour of his death, I replied, our departed teacher insistently exhorted us to forsake our homes, to scatter far and wide in quest of the promised beloved. I have accordingly journeyed to Persia, have arisen to accomplish his will, and am still engaged in my quest. Has your teacher, he further inquired, given you any detailed indications as to the distinguishing features of the Ghaem? Yes, I replied, he is of a pure lineage, is of illustrious descent, and of the seed of Fatima. As to his age, he is more than 20 and less than 30. He is endowed with innate knowledge. He is of medium height, abstains from smoking, and is free from bodily deficiency. He paused for a while, and then with vibrant voice declared, behold, all these signs are manifest in me. The Dawnbreakers, page 55 to 57.
Not yet recognizing the Bab's true identity, Mullah Hussein set two tests before him which involved explaining the treatise he had written. Mullah Hussein found the Bab's clarification truly enlightening.
He then proceeded to say, now is the time to reveal the commentary on the Surah of Joseph. He took up his pen and with incredible rapidity revealed the entire Surah of Mulk, the first chapter of his commentary on the Surah of Joseph. The overpowering effect of the manner in which he wrote was heightened by the gentle intonation of his voice, which accompanied his writing. Not for one moment did he interrupt the flow of the verses which streamed from his pen. Not once did he pause till the Surah of Mulk was finished. I sat enraptured by the magic of his voice and the sweeping force of his revelation. The Dawnbreakers, page 59 to 62.
And eventually he did recognize him, and that is why the Bab himself set the time of this of the beginning of this new faith as 2 hours and 11 minutes after sunset as the, being the precise moment when Mullah Hussein did recognize the Prophet of God for that age. And that's the meaning of it.
After the declaration of the Bab, Mullah Hussein became his first disciple, the first of the 18 letters of the living whose mission it was to disseminate the teachings of the Master.
And the Bab dispensed them, scattered them abroad to share this divine message and to prepare the people for the coming of him whom God would make manifest. And so he scattered these disciples around, and it was through them that his message really, that the dispensation of the Babi faith really spread and gathered momentum.
Mr. Dobbs explained the Baha'i Faith's view on the nature of prophets or masters.
The messengers of God are pure channels. They're like polished mirrors turned towards the sun, which is God. They perfectly reflect these divine qualities, the light of God. They reflect that. They are not actually God. They are manifestations of God's light. They come, you know, at different periods throughout the history of man. They usually come when the light of the previous dispensation has faded. So, you know, Christ was born into a Jewish family, and Christ was Jewish. He went to temple, and but he started his own faith, and of course he turned to Peter, and you know, upon you I will you know, Peter is the rock of the of the new faith, and Muhammad came, and every succeeding dispensation reinforces the same spiritual truths from the preceding one. And the Bab, when the Bab came, he went to Mecca for as a pilgrim. And he announced also his mission.
Thank you for joining us for today's Our Noble Lineage for this introduction to the Declaration of the Bab. Please tune in next Sunday for part two of the program featuring the Baha'i Faith on Our Noble Lineage. May heaven bless your noble thinking and dignified way of life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.